Our pregame coverage continues from Purdue Stadium. I'm now joined by Shorebirds hitting coach Colin McBride. Colin, thank you so much for the time. We're about a month into the season now, so how would you maybe assess the way the offense has performed through the month of April?
Yeah, I think we got a lot of young guys. Our hitters group is younger than league average by a couple months, so we have a good group of young guys that are still continuing to learn and develop. Obviously, we've shown at times like we can be productive offensively, but I still think there's a lot of learning going on early on.
It has to be pretty encouraging because they've had some pretty big games early in the season over the last week against Wilson. So it feels like there's certainly a lot of potential there. It's just kind of maybe doing it more consistently.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, consistency is the name of the game. So it's just, you know, finding, especially for these guys, these young guys, like a pregame routine, how they're preparing themselves. You know, a lot of them are still trying to figure those things out. So more about being able to build a consistent routine that's going to carry them throughout the year rather than, you know, picking and choosing on the day based on, you know, how they felt the day before, things like that.
How important is that day-to-day routine, especially once you're at this level, because you're playing 132 games a year, you're trying to keep your body fresh, but also keep a consistent workout regimen before you take the field every night?
Yeah, I mean, you got to find something that is getting you feeling right, but also something that is working at what you're working on improving. So it is a fine balance, and it does change over time, but having staples that are very consistent, you know, most players will have one or two things that they do every day, and then there's some things that are a little variable based on what they need to continue working on.
How nice is it to have the performance center that you guys have here? Because that's quite the facility for taking some in-the-cage batting practice.
Yeah, I mean, the feedback that the players get to be able to see the ball flight with the high roof and the more square shape rather than your traditional tunnel, it just provides so much more feedback for them where they can actually see, is the ball backspinning, top spinning, are they clipping it, etc. So, I mean, to me, it's going to be the future. Like, that's what all teams are going to push towards.
What are some of the important aspects of hitting or just with an approach for a hitter? What are some of the important things you try to hammer on with these guys as they get to this level of baseball?
Yeah, I think number one is their approach. A lot of these guys have been talented enough their whole life to just go out and hit and be one of the better players on the field. So as you start to see better pitching, where, you know, at one point everybody was probably the best player in the group they were in, now you got to start being able to build an approach and understand what's the pitcher trying to do. Is he trying to get me to swing out of the zone? Is he just trying to beat me in the zone? You know, those things I think are all individual to each pitcher we face on that day, but using that understanding of how I'm going to attack the pitcher that day.
It feels like jumping from the complex to single A, and you've worked at the complex level before, is maybe the biggest jump in terms of the need of the change of your approach, because the hitters become a lot more sophisticated, a lot more skilled at hitting their targets, and obviously the more pitches they have to throw too. So how big is that jump going from the FCL or the ACL to this level?
Yeah, I think in the past it probably was not as big. Even a couple years ago, it was, you know, kind of graded out more, and then short season was done, and now it was just complex low A. And, you know, I think now that jump has gotten bigger, where you have college arms that are still in low A refining stuff, and then you have like young international players that are really talented coming up. So I think now the jump continues to get bigger for those guys, which is double-edged sword. You know, it's good and bad. It's nice because they get to see better pitching and more challenge early on, but it's also sometimes a lot to chew on for those guys.
How important is the pitch recognition part of it for young hitters? Because that's where you start to see guys throw a lot more in their repertoire, and being able to pick that up right away, it really can dictate the way you see the baseball coming at you and have that approach.
Yeah, I think it's really individual as well as pretty much everything, but just, you know, some guys have a really good sense for the zone and the zone feels small to them, which is great. And some guys, the zone feels like a 4x4 box, right? And so just conversations with guys of understanding, you know, if the zone feels small to you, great, like be aggressive in that area. But if the zone feels really big, it's just, we talk about shrinking the zone a ton, and the zone is way smaller than you think. So just being able to trust in yourself that even if I take a edge pitch 0-0, like I still have two more chances to work with.
And for you, working with the Orioles is your third Major League Baseball organization. You're with the Twins and the Texas Rangers previously. So working with two different organizations, that's probably a good opportunity to pick up other maybe philosophies in terms of what other clubs are thinking. And for you, it's a lot more information it feels like you can garner as you work for the Orioles now.
Absolutely. This year has been really exciting for me personally because I had the opportunity, like you said, to see different organizational philosophies. And, you know, when you just go from two, for example, the Rangers to the Twins, you kind of see it as like, okay, this is how it was, this is how it is, where now with a third, you can see, you know, I really like this about this, or this person talked about these things. So, yeah, this has been my most exciting year personally coaching that I've been able to, I think, really start to see things that I feel more strongly about and things that I feel like, man, I didn't know anything, you know, I'm just learning new. So it's really exciting.
Well, Conway, appreciate the time. Really good stuff and best of luck going forward.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you.
Of course. Colin McBride, hitting coach for the Shorebirds. We're back with more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.